encounter something called hatred, something called anger. There's more shadow down back over there. Tons of shadow. So the brothers of Yosef Atzadik, they hate, the Torah says explicitly, they feel hatred towards their brother. Because their father showed favoritism. And they felt unfavored. And so that emotion, when the Ketonah is passing with the Yosef Tzadik, they really felt anger. And then it got worse. And the Torah says that they hated him even more, because what did Yosef Tzadik do? He flaunted. He had the dream. And he bragged, so to speak, about how he's going to rule over them. And their hatred got even worse. And then things get really crazy. And there's a pasuk that's really, really telling, really, really strong. Yosef is walking in the field. He's chilling to doresh the shalom achiv, to try to make peace. And the brothers see him. When the Torah describes how the brother sees him, it describes it really interesting. There's a word there that seems to be unnecessary, but it's really the key to understanding everything. When the brothers see him, what do they see? Anybody know what word I'm talking about? Exactly. They see him merachok. They see him from afar. You see it? Vayiru tom merachok. V'terem yikrav aleim v'yitnaklu oto lamito. They saw him from afar, and they wanted to kill him. The shaila is, what does it mean, they saw him from afar? Obviously, they saw him from afar. Why is that so necessary? So perhaps the pshat that I've seen in many different svarim is that they saw him from afar. They saw him as an outsider. They saw him like the other. They didn't see him for who he really was. They didn't see him as a human being like they were. They saw him like, they categorized him as, he's that evil jerk guy, Yosef. And because they could categorize him, they were able to let those emotions fester, and they could do something which is like almost unimaginable, because they didn't see him as close. They didn't see him who he really was. The question is, this is something that we all struggle with. Anger, emotion, jealousy, these are negative emotions, and sometimes we get stuck in it. We know that we shouldn't do it. We know anger is bad. We got to the Rambam Shir Rabbini, and we know how terrible it is, anger, right? But at the same time, you know, we get caught up in it. And how do we change our thought patterns so that this doesn't happen to us? So let's go through it a little bit. First of all, there's an interesting psychological study that I find very telling. They took couples who were having, couples issues, and they separated them into two separate rooms. And they asked these couples, how many of you think that you're trying your best, you really are genuinely trying your best to make this relationship work? What percentage of people raised their hand and said they're really trying their best? They're really trying hard to make the relationship work. 100%, basically. Almost everyone raises their hand and says, yeah, we're trying really, really hard to make this relationship work. Now they ask people, how many of you think that your partner is, and these couples are kind of having issues. How many of you think the couples are separated? How many of you think that your partner is trying really, really hard, is doing their best, making their best effort to make this relationship work? Not exactly zero, but like 30%, something like that, of the hand went up in the room and said, nah, my partner is not really trying hard, but I'm trying hard. And this happened on both couples. All of them are convinced that they're trying really, really, really hard, but all of them are also convinced that their partner is not trying as hard, which is really silly, right? This is a bias that we have, right? It's a psychological bias where with our own selves, because we're aware of our own brains, what's going on, we can be Donner's Chav and Kav's Chut. By the way, they say don't cry over spilled milk. So the milk kind of spilled on the way here. So I have a little bit less milk. There might be milk downstairs. And if somebody really wants, you can go to Sammy's and pick up more milk. Sorry. But don't cry over it, because it's not good. Sorry about that. So the point is, my friends, that when we are judging ourselves, we judge ourselves favorably. And when we are judging those who we view as hurting us or doing something wrong, we view them merachok. We don't go inside their emotions. We don't really judge them favorably often. And instead, we label them. We view them from afar. Okay? And that's natural. When someone does something wrong, imagine, I don't know, your roommate was listening to music really loud and he woke you up in the middle of the night and now you have a really hard time falling back asleep and you're really angry because you have a big day tomorrow. You're feeling that anger of emotion and you feel like it's really justified. And you know intellectually, you went to the shir with Rav Keith, you know you're not supposed to feel hatred, but you feel hatred and you want to just scream at the guy. Why is it that you want to just categorize that person as bad and stupid and evil and a jerk and a Russia? Why? Let's think about it for a second. Why is it that we want to feel angry?
We want to be right.
We want to be right.
So it's like your ego. Like we have, it has to be all about me.
Oh, exactly. It's ego. We want to protect our ego. And if we, as soon as we started opening ourselves up to the possibility that he maybe isn't so bad, and maybe we shouldn't react to such anger, and maybe it's understandable, then what do we open ourselves up to? What are the possibilities that are there that are a little scary? Maybe I'm overreacting. Maybe I'm wrong a little bit. All right, so we take the quick fix, the drug, which is anger. Because anger makes you feel good immediately. In the present tense, it's good. You release it. Tension, right? You get your steam off. But there's a negative side of anger. What's the negative side of anger? The consequence. First of all, in the fight itself, never. It only causes more anger, right? Second of all, you know, we all know as holy yidden that it's bad for our neshama, right? Rabbi Nachman says, based on the Zohar, that when you get angry, your neshama just leaves you. It's just dead. And we all know the Rambam says the worst trait possible is anger. We all know that it's like avodah zara according to the Gemara. Right, it's like ego. It's all these negative character traits. We know it, but it feels so good in the moment. And here's the key, and this is maybe the key of the whole shiur. We think, because many of us may have been trained, that it's a natural consequence. That if someone does us something wrong, we have to react with anger. Right? Because that's the way we've been trained. Something does something bad, I get angry, I have to react. Now, the truth is it's completely understandable to react with anger because that's how most people are. That's how we've been trained. It's natural. It's normal. Nothing necessarily to feel bad about being angry. That emotion, the thought that comes to my head, there's nothing wrong with that, right? But the statement number two, I have to react in an angry type of way, is actually not true. It's not true at all. It's just the way that we've been trained. But if we train our brains to think differently about the situation, we can actually feel differently about the situation. Okay, I'll say that again. When we think differently, we feel differently. Okay, you guys with me? So I'll give you an example. Let's say you're walking in the shuk. I'm walking in the shuk today with my milk. I'm walking in the road and I'm running to the shir and I'm so excited to get the shir over. And then this guy knocks me over and all my milk spills over the road. Kind of true story, but okay. What naturally might be my reaction? What might be my reaction in that story? Well, how might some people react when somebody knocks him over, you know, stupidly, yell at the gay guy, feel really angry, right? That's what naturally. But imagine a second later, I look at the guy, I'm about to get angry, and I see that he's blind. He's a blind boy, he's a poor lady, blind lady with a little kid. How am I gonna feel at that moment? Am I gonna feel anger? I'm gonna feel compassion.
Is that not true?
No. Honestly, I just dropped the milk just fell over. But the point is that when I reframe the situation, when I think differently about it, I feel differently about it. Yeah? Or let's say I'm in a scenario and someone's cutting me. I'm going to feel angry. I have to feel angry. Then it's the doctor. I don't feel angry. I feel appreciative, right? I feel very appreciative. Fine. So the point is that when we think differently, we act differently. Now, how do we think differently about the situation? The first way we have to think differently is that when we think there's no choice, there really is no choice, and we're going to react with anger. But as soon as we go to the shir and we internalize slowly the realization that how we react is a choice, choosing to react with anger or sadness or any of these emotions is a choice, and as soon as we really internalize that idea, it really becomes a choice. But until we haven't had that understanding, that enlightenment, it really is just it's a natural reaction. But first of all, we have to realize it's a choice. I don't have to hold on to anger. I don't have to hold on to hatred. Even if someone did the most terrible thing, that I don't have to react in that way. I can think differently about it. The second thing I have to know, this is very important, is that in that moment itself, it's very, very, very hard to react in the proper way. Okay? Because a certain part of our brain is working, which is fight or flight, and we have all these emotions and blood, you know, flooding in. So reacting in that moment is almost a surefire failure. So what's the most important thing to do? Breathe and step away. Step away from the situation. As soon as you start looking inside of yourself and you start feeling anger or sadness or any of these emotions in a strong type of way, do not try to solve the problem. Instead, you must put the brakes on, step away from the scenario, because you are in a bad mood. A mood is a way of eyes, of looking at the world. And when you're in a bad mood, you cannot see the world properly. You need to learn the skill of stop and walk away. Okay? Just exit the situation. Our natural, we want to fix it. We want to prove our point through logic and show and prove them that we're right. And then, but no, don't. It almost never will work. We've been through this 100 times. We know the consequences. We need to stop. Okay? At that point, once you've calmed ourselves down a little, we breathed a little bit, right? It could be 5 minutes later. It could be 6 hours later, depending on how, you know, our natural way of state of mind. Then we need to reframe. And then we need to start thinking about it differently. I could go in my natural way of thinking and say, I'm a victim. This guy did a terrible thing to me. He's a jerk. I hate him. He's horrible, blah, blah, blah. But where is that going to end up leading me? What's going to happen if I start acting in this victim frame of mind and like anger? Ultimately, is that good for me? Is that going to lead me to a happy state of mind? Is that going to lead me to resolution of problems? Is that going to lead us to Mashiach? It's going to be resentful. I'm going to have this hatred, this bitterness in my heart that's just going to stay there. And I'm letting this person who's been a jerk stay in my heart and ruin my life. It's like watching and rewatching a bad movie. Like, why would I do that? It's just stupid, right? I'm letting that guy who did the bad thing stay in my heart. I could view it as a personal, as a victim. Or I could say, you know what? This emotion that I'm having is a negative emotion. A lot of human beings have this negative emotion. And I can now step up and say, wow, that person, he's probably also in a negative emotion. He's probably also reacting. I cannot be like the brothers who react to Moshe Yosef Merachok and see him as evil, jealous, stupid son. I can say, well, Yosef himself, he's probably going through a really hard day. And, you know, he probably slept all the way out here. And he, and I know he's a little dumb and silly, but, you know, I'm also dumb and silly sometimes. And you know what? Even if you don't want to go through that whole process of, like, trying to get into the head of the person who's done wrong to you, you can simply know that everyone is trying their best. Everyone really is trying their best. Just like I'm trying my best, they're trying. Everyone is reacting to the triggers that are in their lives. And some people might be better at it and some people may be worse. Right? But ultimately, we are all in this boat together because we're all human beings. So I don't even have to figure out his psychology. All I can do is decide to realize that he's in his boat, whether he's a jerk or an idiot or he's stupid. But I don't need to go into resentment. I can just realize that he's in his stuff. Okay? And then here's the trick. And then, part D and part E. Then you bring Judaism in there when you're calm. And you say, look, do I really want to react with anger? Isn't anger against the Torah? Isn't an emunah, don't I really believe that everything's from Hashem? Isn't if I'm angry, it's really an act of gaiva? Isn't it an act of kfira, right? Isn't it really like not believing in God? Because ultimately, if I believed it in God, I believe that everything is really from Him. Right? You bring all your Judaism spiel in there, okay? And then finally, what I try to do sometimes is I say, I want to be a hero. I want to be a tzaddik. I don't want to just view it as a negative. I don't want to be bad because that's not as motivating. I want to be a hero. What's a hero? A hero is not the person who wins the argument, especially when you're dealing with like interpersonal relationships. No one's keeping scoreboards, right? A hero is a guy who walks away and then acts with loving compassion, like Yaakov Avinu, last week's Parsha, and says, you know what? Even though you treated me not so nicely, I'm gonna beat you by loving you. I'm gonna act with compassion. I'm gonna act with sympathy. And certainly not going to act with anger. And by doing that, I become the hero. I become a man who overcomes his emotions and brings peace and love to the world. Okay? Now, of course, there are specific scenarios and we have to defend ourselves and people are physically trying to kill us. I'm not talking about extreme. I went to the Israeli army. Essentially, we're trying to defend ourselves and people are physically trying to kill us. But doesn't mean I have to internalize. Some people are trying to kill us. So we have to. Not everyone is trying to kill us. Some people are trying to kill us. So we have to take a gun in order to preserve our lives. But that doesn't mean I need to let anger fester in my heart, right? That's a choice that whether I will do that or not, okay? So that's the process. We can either choose to let be a victim and be angry, and right? Or we can choose to forgive and to act with compassion and to be a hero. Now, I warn you guys, if this is not something I'm working on, this is not something you can master in a day, okay? And certainly not at that moment of anger that you're not going to be able to master it. At that moment of anger, I think the most important thing that you can learn from this year is stop. Just stop. When you feel the anger coming in or the jealousy, stop. And then step to the side, journal, do some hitpo to do, you know, talk to God about it later. But don't get into the emotion. Okay, but the key is when you're not in that emotion, when you're in a good place, when you're in a positive frame of mind, when you can think straight, like in this year, like today, or when you have a Musar Sefer, or even, you know, just when you're walking down the street, to build yourself up with these positive emotions of peace, of love, of compassion. And if you are struggling with this emotion, you can even meditate. You can imagine that next time that somebody's going to knock you over, or imagine the next time that your roommate's going to you know, wake you up. Because usually there are patterns here, right? Especially when you get married, you'll notice there are patterns of things that happen in certain relationships. And you can even think ahead with your mom and dad. When is it at that moment when I usually get angry? You can meditate beforehand when you're in a good mood. You could just rev yourself up and say, I'm going to, the next time that happens and I get into that frustrating conversation, I'm going to imagine myself stepping away and then acting with calm and love and not reacting. Okay? So Bezrat Hashem, let me know how it works. We're all in this boat together. And we'll take that fire of anger and Bezrat Hashem, through compassion and patience, we're going to make it into a fire of love. A fire of Hanukkah, a fire of Avodas Hashem, Bezrat Hashem. These are the hardest things. It's easy to daven and say a bracha. Changing these types of emotions is mamish like the avoda of why we came into the universe. Mamish, these are the tikkunim that we've got to work on. So good luck. Yes, you guys can say it on your own. Also, I just want to invite anybody who wants on Hanukkah. You guys know where I live by